The Chassam Sofer, in one of his drushas, and this is a drusha that he gave on Zayin Av. So in the middle of a long drusha, he asks the obvious question on the Gemara. Rav Safra passed away. And the Chachamim thought that being that they weren't Talmidim of Rav Safra, so that meant they didn't have an obligation to mourn Rav Safra. So Abaye told him, it's a mistake. Why? Because what's the makar that the zechiyev to mourn a chacham shemes? Chacham shemes, I call grave up. Doesn't say a rav shemes, it says chacham shemes. You can't dispute the fact Rav Safra wasn't a chacham. You punk learned in a different yeshiva, but Rav Safra was a chacham shemes, and because he's a chacham shemes, he's one of the gedolei hador. The zechiyev right now of avelus. So, and then he said, besides, what do you mean? You're not learning from him. Every single day, his Torah is bepumim b'nei medrasha. So if every day his Torah is bepumim b'nei medrasha, so you are talmidim. Meaning he told him two tainas. Number one, it doesn't matter that you didn't learn by him. And besides, you did learn by him. So frey tichsam soifer, what's pashup shan in this gemara? So what? You want to tell me that the talmidim thought that it's a din in a rav shemes versus a chacham shemes? I understand. Even though it says Chacham Shemes, they thought it's only a rabbi. But at the end of the day, Abaye told them, you're all Talmidim of Rav Safra. You sang over his Torah and Beis Medrash. So he says, no, if you sang over his Torah and Beis Medrash, so they knew they were Talmidim. So if they knew they were Talmidim, even lefi their mistake that they thought this halach is Harav Shemes and not a Chacham Shemes, what, they thought they weren't really a Talmid? If they sang over his halach is in Beis Medrash, so of course they had a Shaychus to him. That's the learning is Torah. So the learning is Torah, then Avada that Talmidim. So said the Chassam Sofer, and this is a chiddush that the Chassam Sofer says, V'anira la'aniyas daiti. The Rav Safra kishmoy keinu. This is a nice maramakim for us to take with us. And that is, Rav Safra was kishmoy keinu. He was a koisev svarim. Rav Safra used to write svarim. Sometimes the Chassam Sofer says things like a rishon. He says, "Anira lani is daiti." Rav Safra was a sofer. He used to write svarim. The chidushe amor of hisher acharav. And when he passed away, he left over a lot of ksaviyat. Sha'afa pishaloi lamdu adayim. So that even though there were so many people that hadn't learned Torah from him yet, mikomakan kivin she svarav adayim kayamim. But because he left over so much svarim, yiyu shmeitze bepumen. He knew that it was just a matter of time before all the svarim were going to be printed, and it was going to be a matter of time before Rav Safra was going to be Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Agayla. And therefore, he paskin did Abaye v'chayov l'krayin olam. Meaning, Abaye wasn't saying we're learning his Torah now, because if they were learning his Torah now, everyone would have known that. So what was the shach l'b'tayr between Abaye and all the other chacham? Teres, they weren't learning his Torah yet. But Rav Safra left over ksavim. He left over svarim. And he knew that eventually these svarim were going to be yafutzu mayno yisecha achutzu. And everybody was going to be saying over Torah in the name of Rav Safra. So he said, even though this second, maybe you're not talmidim, you didn't learn by him, and you're not even learning his svarim, but they're printing all his svarim. It's a matter of time where every svarim shank is going to have Torah from Rav Safra, because kishmoy kachi, he was a sofer, he used to write svarim. So he said, it's for that reason, right now, there's a chiyah for everybody to start mourning Rav Safra. Just reading this piece, what came to mind is the Chassam Sofer himself. Right, the Chassam Sofer, we've mentioned this many times, never wrote any svarim b'chayev. In fact, in the Hakdama to the first Sefer that was ever printed from the Chassam Sofer, which was Shailos HaTshuvos Yerideya, Rav Shimon Sofer brings a letter that the Chassam Sofer wrote. Somebody reached out to the Chassam Sofer and he told him, I heard you printed a Sefer. He wants to know if he can get a copy. So the Chassam Sofer says, Sinish Demis, said, never wrote a Sefer. And he gave him a whole reason why he didn't write Svarim. But either way, the Chassam Sofer never wrote a Sefer. The first Sefer was printed 2 years, La'acha P'tirasa, and then from there it was Sefer after Sefer after Sefer. So the truth is, you know, B'shaita, the Chassam Sofer had a big yeshiva in Presburg, and he was Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Agayla in terms of a poisek. But everybody had the schus to learn the Torah from the Chassam Sofer. There were Rabbanim that were receiving Shuvas. Everybody was being nene from the Chassam Sofer, but not necessarily Talmidim. And then over the ensuing years, today we're all Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer, literally. So if that's, this is Mamish Vehenei Nadvarim. And he was saying that almost prophetically, that's what Abaye was telling Rav Safra. He told him that's true, right? He was telling the Olam that right now we're not Talmidim for Rav Safra. Abasekut Madura Kama, Madura Tinyana, Madura Tlisa. You're going to have Shuvas, you're going to have Drushas, you're going to have Alashas, Alatayra, you're going to have all the Kovitz Shuvas. This, all the new things, this is going to be likutim, sekunt. And because of that, right now, Klal Yisrael, Talmidim of Rav Safra, and Al Shema Osid, Abaye Paskin, that everyone should treat him like a Chacham Shemes, even Lefi, their Habamino, that he was only a, that the Halach is really only true for a Rav Shemes.